When you read the Ten Commandments, you find them given in two places. First in Exodus, and later in Deuteronomy. At first glance, they look almost identical. But if you look closer, particularly at the fourth commandment about the Sabbath, you will find several differences. The primary verbs, the historical setting, and even the reason given at the end is different. Well, today, let's compare these two versions of the fourth commandment in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. And as we review, I want to encourage you to see the Sabbath not merely as a command, but as a gift from God, one that calls us to rest, remember, and extend this freedom to others. To understand why the language changes, we need to consider both the audience and the setting. In Exodus, God speaks the commandments directly at Mount Sinai shortly after Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt. In Deuteronomy, Moses repeats the commandments 40 years later to a new generation, preparing to enter the promised land. The generation that stood at Mount Sinai has died in the wilderness, and Moses is now addressing their children. This is part of Moses' farewell address, since God did not allow him to enter the promised land. He is taking the commandments and applying them to a people moving from life in the wilderness to life in a land of promise, stability, and abundance. Many theories try to explain why the wording differs between Exodus and Deuteronomy. The simplest explanation is that God inspired Moses as he addressed this new generation. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 1, Moses says, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today." So this brings us to the first major difference. The first difference appears in the opening word of the commandment. It may seem small, but it carries significant meaning. In Exodus 20, verse 8, Exodus 20 is where you find the first listing of the Ten Commandments. And then in verse 8, the fourth commandment begins with "remember." The Hebrew word is zakar. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Call this day to mind and set it apart. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 12, however, Moses uses a different word, observe. The Hebrew word is shamar, which can mean guard, keep, or protect. To guard something is to actively watch over what is valuable so it is not lost or damaged or neglected. This generation that's come from the wilderness has been keeping the Sabbath for 40 years in the wilderness, and they know what it is. Moses tells this current generation to guard the Sabbath because he knows what lies ahead. They are about to go from roaming in tents with very few possessions to entering a land filled with vineyards, commerce, large homes, and farming. Deuteronomy 6, verse 12, Moses warns them, "When you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." They will need more than a memory of the Sabbath. They will need intentional boundaries, reinforced by regular weekly observance, to protect it from the pressures and the chaos of daily life. Taken together, remember and observe complement one another. Observe the Sabbath regularly and protect it from outside interference. The most profound difference between Exodus and Deuteronomy lies in why the people are commanded to rest. In Exodus 20, the focus is on creation. Exodus 20, verse 11 says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So Exodus connects the Sabbath to the creation week in Genesis, when God rested on the seventh day. It's the Sabbath's origin story. When we rest, we align ourselves with the rhythm and design the Creator built into the whole world. We rest because our Creator rested and instructs us to do the same. Deuteronomy 5, however, does not point back to creation. Instead, Moses emphasizes redemption, freedom, and God's power. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 15, Moses says, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." So Moses reminds the people that they were once slaves, people with no rest, no control over their time. God delivered them from oppression and gave them freedom. The Sabbath becomes a weekly reminder that they no longer belong to Pharaoh's system of endless forced labor. However, working and labor are not wrong. Notice that you can't be lazy the rest of the week. There's 6 days where you are to labor. The commandment specifically states and says that you are to work the other 6 days, and then you get a day of rest and freedom. And this freedom is not meant to be kept to yourself, but to share with others. Exodus 23, verse 12, reinforces this point. Exodus 23, verse 12 says, "6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed." The word translated refreshed is nefash, which carries the idea of breathing deeply or feeling a cool, refreshing breeze. We sometimes say, "I've been so busy, I can't even catch my breath." In that sense, the Sabbath is also God's gift of breath. Time to pause, recover, and be renewed. So the Sabbath is not only for you, everyone under your roof, on your property, and within your sphere of influence is meant to share in this rest, renewal, and refreshment on this day. In conclusion, the fourth commandment in Exodus and Deuteronomy is not contradictory. The two accounts are complementary. Together, they give us a fuller picture of what the Sabbath is meant to be and what it invites us to remember. Exodus reminds us that the Sabbath rest began at creation, rooted in the pattern God established. Deuteronomy calls us to guard the Sabbath and to enjoy the freedom God has given, not only for ourselves, but also for our families and for those around us. We do not have to live as slaves to an endless, unending schedule. That is incredibly freeing, especially in a world that never seems to stop. So take time to receive the Sabbath as a gift from God, a time to rest, breathe, and be refreshed. Reflect on the freedom this day gives you, and look for ways to extend that same freedom to others. Let's end by combining the words of the fourth commandment from Exodus and Deuteronomy to see the full picture. Remember and observe the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day.